From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
I call upon the Peace Prize laureate for 2007, Al Gore, to come forward to receive the gold medal and the diploma.
Former Vice President Al Gore collected his Nobel Peace Prize today in Oslo, Norway.
He was greeted, a little eerily perhaps, by exceptionally warm weather for the month of December in Norway. He walked to the Oslo City Hall today without a top coat on to receive his medal.
During the ceremony, Gore reiterated his calls for a carbon tax, and he scolded the world's biggest carbon emitters, China and the United States, challenging them to, quote, make the boldest moves or stand accountable before the history for their failure to act.
Gore told stories of other Nobel laureates who came before him, and he quoted Churchill, Gandhi, and the Norwegian playwright Henrik Ibsen in his acceptance speech.
One of these days, the younger generation will come knocking at my door. The future is knocking at our door right now. Make no mistake, the next generation will ask us one of two questions. Either they will ask, what were you thinking? Why didn't you act? Or they will ask instead, how did you find the moral courage to rise and successfully resolve a crisis that so many said was impossible to solve? We have everything we need to get started, save perhaps political will. But political will is a renewable resource. So let us renew it, and let us say together, we have a purpose. We are many. For this purpose, we will rise, and we will act.
That was Nobel laureate and former Vice President Al Gore accepting the Nobel Peace Prize today in Oslo, Norway.